Hello, everyone. Well, I know many of us have made our podcast topic about what interests us most, ourselves, but it just so happens that Camille and I were put together by chance for this podcast, and it just so happens that we have about the same profile. Back to university around 40, one child each, and we are also interested in similar subjects in the field of psychology, so much so that we did our master's thesis together. In the end, we could hardly do otherwise than to tell you about us, in particular about the chance that we ended up at university together. So, hello, Camille.
Hello, Hélène.
First of all, can you tell us what made you decide to join this adventure?
Well, I'd say I needed some kind of renewal, precisely because I was beginning to feel very, very old. Oh. I have always been interested in psychology. But when you were a good student in the 90s, you had to study science.
Oh, the same for me, exactly.
That's why I tried to do in med school, and it was a real failure. Then I became a journalist, but I was missing a human dimension. And you, Hélène, how did you end up there?
Well, for me, it's because I was getting bored in my previous job, wanting to do something completely different. And since I spent my whole life reading psychology books, I assumed that I would be really interested in it. Mm. And also, I myself had to go to a therapist when I was a teenager, and it really helped. So for me, psychologists were really heroes, capable of understanding things about ourselves that we would never have access to. And I wanted to become one of them. So at the beginning, I looked at what training was possible in this field of reflection. But as I don't like to do things by halves, I started the complete psychology cursus in 2017.
What was the most difficult for you?
Well, it wasn't so easy. First of all, I had, like you, a three-year-old child when I went back to university, and the schedule was saturated. Especially since I kept my previous job to finance my studies for the first 2 years. So I had to work evenings and weekends. Well, I guess you're also familiar with it, aren't you, Camille? Mm-hmm. And yes. It was not easy to negotiate with my partner, to whom I'm really, really grateful for his support during those few years. Well, fortunately, we're still together today, but well, in retrospect, it's really a miracle.
I totally understand. I did my L2 while I was pregnant. I went to the midterm exams 6 months pregnant and completely exhausted. Then I stopped for a year to take care of my son. When I resumed in L3, he was 1 year old and woke up 4 to 5 times a night. It was very difficult to keep going with so little sleep. Mm. Sometimes I felt like I was going crazy. And then a child, especially a small one, needs you when you need to work on your statistics. So statistics had to wait. Today my son is 3 years old and often asks me why I have to work for my school, as he calls it, and why I can go to the park with him, for example. Mm. Like you, without my partner, getting to the master's level would have been impossible. He deserves a medal. I have a question.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by what we were taught?
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought that I was going to have mostly psychoanalysis classes talking about Freud and Lacan. But when I soon realized that I was going to spend hours studying subjects such as hormones, high anatomy, and factor analysis.
I remember.
Yeah, you remember. And the English classes, frankly, I really felt like a big step backward. And then it was really hard for me to go back to taking notes for hours, learning by heart. I felt like I had to turn my brain back on. And indeed, it took me several months to get back into the rhythm and handle whole life, whole days of classes without being completely exhausted in the evening.
Oh, yes. When I left university in 2003, everyone took notes by hand. When I came back in 2017, everyone had switched to the computer for about a decade. when I realized I had emptied an entire pen in 2 weeks just with social psychology and that I was about to get a wrist tendinitis, I switched to the computer and my university life improved by a lot. I also had to readapt to sitting without speaking. When you're a journalist, you ask questions, you don't always let the other person finish his sentences. In a classroom with 350 people, it's quite different. At the same time, only listening sometimes put me at rest. You might remember I wasn't sleeping. Last but not least, I found again a flavor I had completely forgotten. The glue you lick when you anonymize your exam paper.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Yes, this made me remember the emotions that went with it. Stress and excitement at the same time. Will I be able to? Will my old memory work? I have a question for you. How did it feel to find yourself studying at an age when you're not supposed to?
Well, for me, it's also difficult to find myself in class with students who could almost be my children. Well, if I had given birth very young, because I'm not that old. Anyway, I realized that they don't have the same codes of life, that we think differently on many subjects. For example, some teachers that we old women find wonderful seem to them arrogant and pretentious. This still surprises me. And another very hard thing was the search for an internship. In my previous job, I was in charge of a team, rather recognized in my field of expertise, but I was an agricultural engineer. So it was very difficult to find myself competing for an unpaid internship search, during which I was confronted with a large number of refusals, like all students. The loss of professional status can be a very difficult thing to live through, even if it's also, well, a good opportunity to relearn humility.
Oh, yes. For me, some of my relatives didn't really understand what I was going to do in this mess. Especially in psychology, a path that was considered as a dead end. Like you, I earned my living very well in the past, and now I find myself with limited income, studying every night, every vacation, including Christmas, between the turkey and the cake. Luckily, my will to become a psychologist took over, and I did not stop.
But then finally, Camille, what made you hang on?
Oh, I feel that my brain is young again. Psychology studies stimulated me intellectually, and that's what I was looking for when I went back to school. I know that my choice to become a psychologist is the right one. I also learned a lot about myself. And I would say I created friendships, which is very important to me, with older women like you and me.
Thank you.
But also with younger girls. These are very precious relationships. I'm old enough to be their mother, but I am not. I don't party with them. It's somewhere in between, and I like it very much. And then I think it's a good thing for a 20 years old to see that life is not over at 40. Finally, what do you take away from all this?
Today, when I look back at the almost 4 years that have passed, I realize that I'm a different person. First of all, because everything I've learned has allowed me to know myself better, just like you, and to better understand my surrounding. Secondly, because the fact that I've started to enrich myself again with academic knowledge has made my life much more exciting than it used to be. And finally, because I hope to start a new and exciting career in the coming months that will allow me to help others while enriching myself through contact with them.
That's very nice. I will miss you.
I will miss you too. Well, I think we'll stop here. Thank you very much, Mrs. Dabon, for going all the way to the end of this podcast. Because, well, I think you're probably the only one who made it this far.